Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This looks like bad optics again.
It does. It's not exactly the French Laundry, where Governor Gavin Newsom attended a high-priced dinner for a birthday party for one of his friends and advisors, and set off what many thought was sort of the political tsunami that sort of led to his recall qualifying on the ballot and putting him in hot water. But this one's interesting. I got to tell you, Holly, for starters, it's how it came out. I mean, we have this whole question of mask or not mask, and we have groups that saying kids going back to school shouldn't have to mask, and others saying, state included, saying possibly they do, and the question about masking. So what happened was, this summer camp, and it would put out on Instagram, I think it was, some photos of the kids, you know, in the first couple of days of camp, out and about. And the group spotted Gavin Newsom's son, and they started pushing the photographs around along. And next thing you know, the governor's office got word of this, went and reviewed the letters from the camp. They said they missed one that said something about the masking policy. But faster than you can say French Laundry, the kids were out of the camp. So it's one of those things, like, you know, and his opponents are already, you know, putting it out. Kevin Kiley, the California legislator who is running against, said, you know, makes the rules, breaks the rules, ought to go. So it shows that everything's getting political, and it's getting really dicey as we head into this area where I got to tell you that the state and especially the counties and stuff are grappling with whether or not to put mask mandates back out there.
Yeah, I'm going to play the other side of the coin here, Phil, and ask you. I mean, kids have traditionally been off limits, or they're supposed to be off limits. Did this cross the line, or was this just fair play?
You know, this, we don't have limits anymore. All right, Dan, let's be honest about it. You know, in the age of social media, whatever it is that goes out there, what first happens is, so let's say traditionally we'd say kids are off limits. Well, they're off limits until people include them. And you say, well, this group is doing this, and they're putting out that. And then it becomes, well, we're going to report what the group is doing, and then the kids are involved in it. So, yeah, it used to be kids were off limits, but that's not the case anymore with this story and a lot of stories. But especially in this vaccination, where we're going around with this and the finger pointing and, you know, emotions and tempers are hot. Yeah, kids appear to be fair game, at least in California today.
Okay, Phil, less than a minute left, but it seems like a cliche, mask mandates the political third rail?
Yeah, I think that's close, but you know what's going to they're getting more and more serious about it, Holly. It's either going to be mask mandates or proof of vaccination if you want to go and do something, because the real paradox here is the ones that are most in peril and the ones that are causing the most problem are the vaccinated people, unvaccinated people. So it's like they're the ones that are going to the hospital, they're the ones that are spreading it, and it's hitting people that are even vaccinated. So, yeah, it's a third rail, but I'm afraid it's one that there's no way you're not going to get around touching in the next couple of weeks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts.